FC United begin their ninth season with a trip to Nottinghamshire to take on Worksop Town. This will be the seventh season that Carl Marginson's men have commenced with an away fixture, and they have won five of the previous six, the exception being a 2-1 defeat at Lancaster City in August 2007. The Tigers will be hoping to improve on their last three seasons' positions of 9th, 15th and 9th, and they have happy memories of our previous visit to Sandy Lane in March 2013. Despite a goal from Matty Wolfenden after 7 minutes, the home side struck back with 4 second half strikes, Leon Metham and Ash Burberry sharing the goals. FC did win the return fixture at Gig Lane in April, with Wolfenden netting the only goal after 69 minutes. Prior to last season, Worksop had an unhappy record at home to FC, losing at 4 different venues, Watnall Road, Hucknall, the new Manor Ground, Ilkeston, Sandy Lane and Cannon Park, Retford, during a nomadic period in their history. In the latter game, John Worsnott was in goal for the Tigers and made 3 appearances for Worksop against his current club, being on the losing side on each occasion. FC have played 10 pre-season friendlies, winning the first against Shelley and the last at Stalybridge Celtic. New faces in the squad include full-back Liam Brownhill from Bangor City, centre-back Charlie Raglan from Nantwich Town and midfielder Chris Worsley from Curzon Ashton. Winger Stephen Johnson has returned to the club from Marine. The Tigers are now managed by Mark Shaw, who replaced Simon Clark after last season's failure to reach the playoffs. Striker Jack Muldoon has been recruited from North Ferriby United to provide competition for the gangly Tom Denton and last season's leading scorer Leon Metton. In the central defence, Josh Hill has signed from Colville, and there were 2 recruits from Chesterfield in midfielder Ellis Wall and striker Shaq McKenzie. Former Hull City goalkeeper Ben Hallam is expected to make his debut on the opening day. On what looks like a difficult opening day for FC, here is Lulu.
Living